Over the weekend, President Clinton authorized the signing of the Rome Treaty to create an international criminal court. The president said such a court, if properly structured, quote, would make a profound contribution in deterring egregious human rights abuses worldwide. But he also said his successor, George W. Bush, should not submit the treaty for ratification until U.S. concerns have been dealt with. Commentator Jeffrey Price says those concerns need to be taken seriously.
The treaty has some major flaws. It does not fully prevent the politicized prosecution of American officials for the conduct of American foreign policy. They could be prosecuted even if the United States has not joined the court. And the treaty also gives too much control of jurisdiction to the country where a war crime occurs. In today's world, most war crimes are committed by governments against their own people. The victims often depend for their survival on other countries coming to the rescue. Saddam Hussein, as a non-party, could use poison gas against Kurds and not be prosecuted unless the Security Council acts. But if we respond to protect the Kurds with air cover, Saddam could allow the prosecution of our pilots and commanders for alleged war crimes, even though he cannot be prosecuted himself. There is a similar problem in reacting to terrorist attacks against U.S. personnel who are deployed around the world. Terrorists have killed Americans in a Berlin disco, bombed our embassies in East Africa, and attacked the USS Cole in the Arabian Sea. When the president responds militarily, he must do so in the territory of foreign countries. Under the current treaty, U.S. officials could face prosecution for trumped-up war crimes before the international court. The Rome Treaty should be sure to put its weight on the side of the victim, not the villain, the rescuer, not the perpetrator. The answer to these problems is not for the United States to pull back from its international responsibilities. American engagement abroad strongly serves our principles and interests, as well as those of our friends. Nor is the answer to ignore the flaws in the Rome Treaty and treat the court as simply an important symbol of justice. Symbols are cold comfort to innocent people being raped, tortured, or killed by their own governments. The answer is to work together with our friends and allies to correct the flaws in the Rome Treaty. Then it can become a constructive addition to the cause of international security, law, and human rights in the real world. When that happens, the task of protecting international peace and the effort to punish war crimes can work, as they should, hand in hand.
Jeffrey Price is an international lawyer who was a U.S. representative to the Rome Conference to create an international criminal court.